Welcome to the Female Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Maria Eves, and I started this podcast to help uplift and inspire female photographers just like you with a weekly chat to share insights about photography from other women who just get you. I don't know if you're anything like me, but I am a huge introvert to the point where I would quite happily go and live on a tiny island and live off the land and, yeah, just not see any other people for years. At least I think that sounds nice. But I guess lately I've realized that it's actually really important for me and for everyone to have contact with other people and to build friendships with other people and just, yeah, meet new people and get out there and just socialize. And I guess the more that I pop in to see my friends stop to have a coffee with them or whatever, the more I realize actually, yeah, this is really good for my mental health. And I often sit down at night with my husband to watch Netflix or just watch something on TV, and we always struggle to find something that we can both agree on to watch. And then when we have found something that we like to watch and the series ends, then we're kind of back to square one again, like, oh, here we go, now we have to find something again that we both want to watch. But anyway, one time when he was away, I found something on Netflix that I thought looked pretty interesting, and it was called Live to 100: Secrets of the Blue Zones. And it is a documentary by a guy called Dan Buettner, I think that's how you say it, Dan Buettner. And he goes to a whole lot of different countries. Well, the countries that have the most centenarians, so 100-year-olds or people over 100. And he discovers a lot of amazing things, or he just proves the science behind some of the things that have been discovered by talking to 100-year-old or elderly people in the different areas that have people that live, the most people that live over 100. The most well-known place is Okinawa in Japan. Anyway, after talking to them all about what is the most important thing to live to 100 and all the science and things that they've discovered, one of the most important things was socializing. And yeah, just a lot of them seem to have social circles. They're just always catching up with their friends or catching up to do something. And the other thing was what it was called in Japan, in Okinawa, and it's called ikigai. And pretty much that just means that it's your purpose in life. So here's me like sitting there thinking, okay, what's my purpose in life? And how can I get out and socialize more? And I was like, oh my gosh, you know what? I could combine those two things and find I already have some friends that are photographers, but find like a group of female photographers. Well, it could be any photographers, but I'd seem to just like click with female photographers the most. We have the most in common. And yeah, just catch up to take photos, which is kind of my purpose in life, is photography, among other things, but that is a big one. Yeah, so socialize and take photos. And does that mean I'm going to live to 100 or over 100? Maybe, but it made me realize watching this documentary how important it is to have a purpose and to socialize with other people. And it's really important for our health. And I guess I've never really looked at it that way before. And looking back now, the times when I have been the most stressed out, the most, just down in life, are probably the times when I've been doing less socializing and I've been focusing less on my own photography, and focusing less on, what my purpose in life is. When I left the Air Force, I guess I didn't realize when I was in the Air Force as a photographer, I kind of had a built-in social aspect to my job. Being in the Air Force is a very social place. You're always meeting new people and talking to people pretty much on a daily basis. And then I was doing photography like almost every day at work. Not so much once I became the head photographer, but that's a different story. So once I left to start my own photography business. So I was still doing photography, but I was mostly by myself taking photos or by myself at home editing or building my business. And it wasn't until I joined the NZIPP, the New Zealand Institute of Professional Photographers, and I met a few other female photographers that I kind of started feeling that sense of inclusion and community and just having a social network of people that understand you and people that support you. And I think that's one of the best things I could have done after leaving the Air Force is just to find a group of like-minded people who enjoy doing the same things, kind of have the same purpose in life and have the difficulties or hurdles to overcome, same challenges to overcome in life. And those women that I met in the very beginning, I went to a few live events and I met them and I have been in touch with them ever since. But I wanted to kind of have something that I could look forward to that I knew was going to happen on a regular basis, or other photographers that I could call on, or new photographer friends that I could just hang out with even online or get in the chats on Facebook Messenger and just talk about photography, talk about different ideas, and talk about growing our businesses. And that's kind of how my idea for the Female Photographer Society came about, is because I just thought it would be cool for a whole bunch of female photographers to get together, take photos, have a glass of wine maybe, bounce ideas off each other, and just learn how to be amazing photographers and maybe learn how to grow our businesses so that we can live the lifestyle that we want to live and, be there to look after our kids or be there to go to our kids' assemblies or sports games or whatever and not have to be at work and miss those things. And through starting the Female Photographer Society, I've had so many ideas of how I can bring female photographers together, and I'm just super excited to meet a whole bunch of women who just are into the same thing as me. And not that I don't appreciate the women that I have already met and and the women that I'm already friends with, they are amazing. But I know that there's women out there that maybe haven't formed that network yet. And sometimes it's hard to form a network of female photographers. Sometimes it feels like it can be a competitive place, not just in the on the business side of it, but, you know, just people can be very judgmental over photos too, and you might be judgmental of your own photos and might not feel like you're as good as other people. But it's only by surrounding yourself by other people that have been there, done that, have learned the lessons that you haven't learned yet, that, you know, you can grow. So I just wanted to come back to this documentary about the blue zones. Let me just check what it was called exactly, because you might want to watch it. So Live to 100, Secrets of the Blue Zones. And of course, my phone just dinged as soon as I looked at it. So I highly recommend that you watch that documentary if you're into that sort of thing, because you might learn some other things about how to be healthier and live longer and live a better life too. But I just found it really interesting that he said that socializing with other people and also having a purpose in life helped them live longer. So hopefully it's going to help you live longer, and it's going to help me live longer by getting out there, living our purpose, taking awesome photos, and just, you know, improving all the time, and meeting some other awesome female photographers who inspire us and just uplift us and make us excited about the journey ahead, and excited about learning more about photography, because there is always more to learn, even when you think you know it all, which I'm sure actually nobody does feel like they know it all when it comes to photography. But even when you've been doing it a very long time, there is still more to learn. Yeah, so I think the best place to do that is among other photographers who you respect and who you like hanging out with. So definitely go check out that documentary on Netflix, which I have already forgotten the name of again, and I'm not going to go look at it on my phone. And if you want to be kept in the loop about our free online workshops and free meetup events, if you're in New Zealand, then check down in the show notes below, and I will put a link there for you to get updates on everything that is happening in the Female Photographer Society, because I would love for you to be a part of it, and who knows, it may even help you live longer. Anyway, thank you for listening to me again on this podcast, and I will see you next week.